Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Luseberg, your host. Thanks so much for listening in. As you know, if you've listened before, we talk about this journey to success, remembering that that success is not just the outer trappings. It's not the big house. It's not the shiny car. It's not the fancy wardrobe and the big bank account. Unless you choose to make that your definition of success, what we talk about here is the journey toward your goals, toward having a magnificent life, and all the successes that you can have along the way. You want to be more successful? Change your thoughts about it. Change it up. Create your own definition. Some people are driven by a to-do list. That's me. I like to have a to-do list, and I feel successful when I've checked those things off each day. And when I haven't, I feel the difference. I could change that. And sometimes I do. I think about, okay, what are two things on this long to-do list that I can do today? And once I accomplish those two things, boy, I feel great. Success is about that feeling, taking you toward a meaningful, fulfilling, amazing life. Here's a quote I found that I want to share with you. Stop chasing the money and start chasing the passion. Tony Hsieh said that, the CEO of Zappos, and I love that. It relates to what I want to talk about today, and that is finding your own definition, finding your uniqueness, sharing it, and it ends up being your passion when you are on the path, when you are being authentic, when you have uncovered and gotten real, you know what it is that flips your switch. You know what it is that makes you feel successful, unlike anyone else's success. So today's episode is called That Thing You Do. So what is that? That thing you do. That thing that no one else does quite like you. You've got your own signature stamp. A thing. What is it? A unique laugh, a certain kind of perspective, an athletic inclination, a trademark sense of humor, a one-of-a-kind strength, talent, or gift. There's something truly unique about you. Are you proud of it and wear it like a badge of honor? Or do you hide it and try to blend in with all the rest? You really ought to share it with us. Come on now. We need you. We're waiting. We've all done it at one time or another, covered up our uniqueness in order to fit in. But it comes through eventually. You might as well unleash it, honor it, be proud of it, flaunt it even. In honor of my alma mater, the University of Arizona, and their amazing basketball team, they were 2014 Pac-12 champions, let me tell you about one team member's uniqueness. His name is Rondé Hollis Jefferson. He was a sophomore last year, and he has a very unique way of making free throw shots. He does this shimmy thing, they call it, with his shoulder. So he's standing at the line with the ball in his hand, getting ready to make a free throw shot, and he does this adjusting of his shoulders. It's kind of like a chiropractic adjustment, maybe, and they call it a shimmy. He sets himself up, sets his body, and I'm sure his mind up after doing that for making a successful shot. And yes, it looks kind of funny, but boy, did the results make up for that. The story is that Coach Sean Miller told him to change it, change that thing that he does, and I think he did try. However, his free throw shot results suffered. So now he's back to doing that thing and having lots of success. Each team member has some unique thing that they contribute, and boy, did it work out for the University of Arizona Wildcats last basketball season. They went to the NCAA tournament all the way to the Elite Eight, the top eight teams in the country, and hopefully they'll do that next year, especially since Rondé will be back. Continuing on with these sports stories, I think about, it's baseball season, right? And I watch my home team as the San Diego Padres. They have a closing pitcher, Craig Kimbrell, who has a very, very unique way of posing before he makes that pitch. It's intimidating almost. He looks like a bat or some kind of bird spreading his wings. But boy, does it work. I think about, not only, okay, that's unique and that took some courage to get out there because I've seen the fans behind him making fun of him from other teams. Courage and what stick-to-itiveness and what uniqueness that these people are able to do in the light of all the humor that other people might find in them. That's what we need to do more of, is get out there and express ourselves, our uniqueness. Not be embarrassed about it, not cover it up, trying to fit in. Think about what you do that is so unique. Each one of us has something that we do that can contribute not only to our personal success if we get it out there, but also it can help our teams, our families, our communities. And I'm not talking about doing things differently just for attention. I mean using that natural tendency, something that you have discovered about yourself along the way or you've known all along that you have inside. It's in your wiring. It's like a force working through you, expressing through your talents, your voice, your behaviors. It's something almost in your DNA that is unlike anyone else's. So what is your thing? That great American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Be yourself, no base imitator of another, but your best self. There is something which you can do better than another. Listen to the inward voice and bravely obey that. Do the things at which you are great, not what you were never made for." Wow, does that not make sense? Can you think about times when you have been in a job that you were doing purely for the money? I can. I remember doing jobs because they paid me well, and every Monday I hated getting up and going off to that job, to my inner talents, my inner traits. I wasn't listening to that inward voice that Emerson talks about. We have to bravely obey that. Do the things at which you are great, he said, not that you were never made for. If you've been hiding your thing from us because it's embarrassed you or let you down, people have laughed, or you're not even sure what it is yet, it's time to put some focus on that. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are or where you are in your career. There is something tugging at you. Sit down for a few minutes and jot down what it is. Maybe you can't quite find the words yet, but there's something unique that is tugging at you. Focus on that one thing that keeps gnawing at you, that wants some attention, that wants to be let out, and it very well could unleash more of you, more of your brilliance, and help you move closer to what you've been looking for, that success, that more authentic you, living a fabulous life. You know, one clue to uncovering these passions, these unique things that only we can do, is paying attention to what it is throughout your day, throughout your week, that you love to do. Even if you have a job right now that you really don't like, or you're searching for a job and you don't know what it is, pay attention to what catches your attention. Pay attention to what you look forward to what piques your interest, to what you like to do in your spare time. Those are the clues. And that's where you have to keep digging to uncover that passion. I've done a lot of coaching and speaking about uncovering your passion. It is one of my favorite topics. I love to help people uncover their passions, and it helps me uncover mine too. I'm uncovering a lot more creative abilities than I ever thought I had as far as artwork and hobbies and crafts. So give yourself that gift of time this week. Sit down, pen to paper. Think about what it is you love to do. Remember that more authentic you, living a fabulous life, helps all of us. You become a role model. You become an example. Your uniqueness stands out and gives the rest of us permission to find ours. As always, if you would like to receive a weekly kick in your email inbox, please visit my website, debbieluseberg.com, where you can subscribe. I'm available for coaching, one-on-one coaching, and again, passion, uncovering that, uncovering your right livelihood, as it's called. That's one of my passions. I would love to help you with one-on-one coaching. I lead group discussions, and mastermind groups called Dream Teams. Check out my website under the category of programs where Dream Teams is listed. Please connect with me. I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. Don't hesitate to send me an email if you'd like to have a further discussion one-on-one about any of these topics we discuss here on There's a You in Success. Remember, there is not one more thing that you need to add to yourself, not one more class, not one more degree, not one more certification. You just need to uncover what's already inside, that inner success, that uniqueness. Your success starts with you. Your thoughts about it, which you can change up anytime, by the way, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success. You, that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Celebrate your uniqueness this week. I look forward to talking to you again. It'll be a couple of weeks. I'll be on vacation over the 4th of July next week. I wish you all well, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Choose to have a great week.